You think you want to stay there the rest of your life, or were you thinking about it?
You know, we were perfectly happy there, but when that second year, when the State Department of Education been setting the policy that if you didn't have 50 average daily attendance in the top four grades, you were going to be closed, and that's when we began looking, and one of the people at Owosso that I knew, Dwayne Sullinger, he was the head football coach, and he was he played at Miami when I was there, and as a result, why I got the job at Owosso, and
well, you must have been pretty happy with that.
Yes,
because that was a bigger school.
Yes,
and all, and I think you went there in 1961, and you were there for about 3 years. Is that true?
4 years.
4 years.
Yes,
61 to 64. And you were coach of the year in 1964.
Yes.
Tell us about what your experience was there in Owosso in boys and girls basketball.
Well, it was one of the most fun places. Every place I went, it seemed like it was better. How it could be, I don't know. But at Owosso, most all of our kids played football that played basketball. And as a result, why we would do a lot of extra practicing. And I wanted to practice them on Sunday afternoon. And the school said, no, you can't do that. Why? Because of the religious element here. So I went and visited with the minister's group. And I said, would you rather have your kids practicing basketball Sunday afternoon or be over on 11th Street and Admiral Street in Tulsa? We'd rather have them practice. Okay. So they approved it, and we began to practice. And then the girls immediately, they threatened me. If you practice the boys, you should practice us. And I told them, I said, girls, you don't need it. We get it. Well, we want it. Okay. So I practiced the girls for an hour from 2 to 3 and the boys from 3 to 5 on Sunday.
What class is Owosso at that time?
At that time, we were Class B.
Okay. Do you have any memorable tournaments or victories that you might remember while you were at Owosso?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but the games that we played against Skiatook and Collinsville and Haskell and Tulsa East Central, it wasn't public schools, it was an independent school, all of those. And we won several district tournaments, and it was just a great superintendent, great football coach and staff. It was just a wonderful place to be.
All right, so then is that another place you said, well, I could stay here the rest of my life?
That's right.
Okay, what happened?
Well, they came at me from Seminole and offered me more money than I thought existed. And I go to the superintendent. And I explained it to him. He says, take it. So I took the job in Seminole and bought a nice home. We were just really enjoying it. And then suddenly, the superintendent and I were real close. We played golf. And he was a tough one. And as a result of that, it became where they didn't like the superintendent. And the Board of Education told him he was gone. And that little basketball coach goes with you.
Oh, really?
Yes. So he calls me in and he tells me, he says, we're going to get fired. And I said, well, I should get out of here, shouldn't I? He said, yes, you should. So that's when I went to Webster High School with Bill Allen.
So in the long run, it wasn't good to be that tied to him. Why get rid of you when they get rid of him?
Because we were good friends.
Oh.
And well, I did what he wanted. I was hired as the basketball coach. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly I became an assistant football coach. And then before the school started, I became the head coach of eighth grade football. Now, I was not a football person. But we won 8 out of 9 games. because I had good kids, and we did it simple, very, very simple. And as a result of that, we really became close. And then he says, "You got to coach the
golf team."
The golf team. I don't know anything about golf. Well, you're going to coach it. Okay, I coach golf and baseball in the spring. And so we were real close, and the Board of Education didn't like that.
It's pretty similar nowadays to where when an athletic director who runs a college gets fired or leaves, the other coaches, the moving vans start coming by their house because they don't have that support. They don't have that backing anymore.
All right.
They're fearful of their jobs.
Yeah. You're right.
Right.
So then that was another good thing. That you were fired at Seminole, right?
Yes, because when I came to Webster, I worked for the unbelievably, in my mind, the best basketball coach ever, Bill Allen. Bill Allen knew more basketball. If he were coaching today, it would be incredible because he was an up-tempo coach with his players. And I worked 4 years for him and never had as much fun in my life as I had with him, and then went to Edison.
All right. Well, did Bill Allen bring some titles to Webster during his time there? Did he?
He had just won the state tournament. So we started from the bottom, and we were back up, and we were winning when I left.
All right. So how did you get from Seminole to Tulsa? Somebody at Webster reached out to you, or you went to Webster, or what?
Well, actually, what I did, they were trying to hire me at Memorial, and the principal would not go along with it for some reason. And Bill Allen heard about it, and Bill had come down to Seminole and scrimmaged with his state team, and we thumped him pretty good. So as a result of that, as soon as he found out about what happened to me at Memorial, that's when he called and wanted me to come to Webster.